Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Bill Sage.
Good morning, Beth Ann Kozlovich. Now, as a graduate of Pun-aho, I could make some remark like how my greeting is going to seed, but far be it from me from being far from being capable of doing such a thing.
Oh, we know quite the opposite, don't we? But that does bring us to our first conversation. Now, the tension between the seed industry and the anti-GMO community may be a little more fraught this week. The Hawaii Crop Improvement Association, which represents Hawaii's seed industry, released its economic report analyzing the now 50-year-old seed industry. According to the report, the total economic impact of that industry in Hawaii is $323 million, with its research having global reach. Economist Paul Brubaker compiled the report. He joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for coming in. This really makes the case that this is the dominant ag industry in Hawaii, doesn't it?
So, newsflash, it has been for the last 10 years.
But a lot of people don't really think about it in that sort of way. I mean, there's a lot of thinking about what Hawaii used to produce and how it used to produce it, but not really looking at it in these terms. But you make it really concrete what it's worth and how its value has changed over the last half century.
Well, sure. It's you know, the seed industry has been on Molokai for longer than pineapple was on Molokai. So if people are stuck in the past, I can't really help that. You know, we used to ride horses, but who cares? The most important thing about the recent findings, which, by the way, have nothing to do with anti-GMO denialism, you see if you read the report, but is really the shift that's happened just in the last few years, because the industry used to be making a contribution around $500 million, and that's actually subsided to the $300 million or so that that I estimated in the current study.
With the fact that this is worth so much, and we also have so little land, there seems to be, though, a natural tension there of what do we do as we go forward now that we have additional lands on Maui and there seems to be a lot more interest in doing diversified ag. When you came to the end of the report, you mentioned that the way the value added of the research and development of this model could be, in fact, a model for the future. Does that sort of set the communities who want to have more produced in Hawaii for Hawaii at odds with a community that says we have to be doing research that has global impact?
Yeah, so there's two conversations going on here. You know, one is about what's happened with the seed industry, and then there's another one to which you allude, in which people seem to be concerned that 5,000 acres that the seed industry actively cultivated in the last couple years is somehow going to displace the 2 million acres of agricultural land in Hawaii that are available today. We can talk about this report, but I don't even understand what people are thinking when they express the kind of concern to which you alluded. I'm not saying it's you, but
We hear this, you know, from people. We've had many, many conversations about this.
Well, I don't know what to say. So you're wrong. It has. What are you even talking about? Let me repeat what I just said. 5,000 acres actively cultivated out of perhaps 10, which most of which is fee simple owned. They bought their land and it's ag land. So there's the seed industry. Then there's the 2 million other acres, or I guess technically 1,990,000 acres of ag land in Hawaii that's left over. I mean, nothing's preventing anybody from going out and growing other crops, and in fact, 3/4 of agriculture in Hawaii is other crops, or crops and livestock, and I like to include aquaculture now since that's gotten to be significant, and document that in the report as well. But I do not understand that conversation. I don't even know why there is such a conversation.
A lot of it's very emotionally driven. You know, you've heard a lot of that, and you're
inaccurate and emotional.
And that seems to be countered by what you produced in this report.
I'm not countering anything. The report doesn't counter any of that. The report doesn't actually bring any of that up. It's not about the rest of agriculture. I love the rest of agriculture and what opportunities lie there. This report is just about the seed industry.
Right, but I mean, in saying that, look, here is the seed industry for what it is and for what it produces, that seems to have a de facto counter to all the other arguments that have been coming up that, as you say, you don't understand and that, well, that seem to be, you know, not based in reality.
It's not my intent. So, but, I mean, to your point, yeah, there, you know, Alexander Baldwin has 30,000 acres of prime agricultural land currently under cultivation in sugar that's going to be available next year, not to mention all of West Maui, not to mention all of the tens of thousands of acres that have become available as plantation agriculture has diminished in economic importance over the last, 30 years, 40 years? So, and in that time, the seed industry has grown, as have many other agricultural activities, but the seed industry over a 50-year period has grown to fill a tiny part of that vacuum. As I say, about 10,000 acres available for cultivation, about 5,000 today that actually are in cultivation. And really, one of the objectives of this study, which updates some earlier versions, is to highlight the fact that research and development, that we think of agriculture, a lot of people think of agriculture as food, but of course there's fiber, there's nursery and floral products, there's bioenergy that seems to be a possibility, and in this case, research and development oriented agricultural activity, really agronomy, that is at the core of the industry. Right at the core of the industry is developing the maize genome, which is the operating system for corn, as we can do in Hawaii because it's in the tropics. We can do that all year round. And because it's in the United States, we have the intellectual property protections that assure scientists that their developments will, that they can secure the rights to them. And because against the backdrop of this transition out of plantation agriculture, there was land and a workforce available to support the growth of this industry.
This industry potentially is going to grow even bigger. Today we heard that Bayer has a successful bid to take over Monsanto. Dow and DuPont are trying to merge. Syngenta has been trying to sell itself. All of these things where we see, you know, greater consolidation in the industry. What do you make of that in terms of Hawaii and what may happen here?
Yeah, actually, I think it's important to understand the context for these changes. As economists might say, in the market for corporate control, the context is actually a decline in the size of the industry as a result of the global drop in commodity prices over the last several years. So for the same reason that in the Dakotas or the Texas Panhandle or in Saudi Arabia and Russia and Venezuela, oil-producing economies are struggling with the fact that oil prices have fallen, the seed industry, which, of course, it produces an input like fertilizer and land and labor and water, that's an input to agriculture, to corn, production elsewhere in the world, that the demand for that input has been declined as the price of corn has fallen from $7 a bushel to half that, $3.50 a bushel. So the corporate merger and acquisition phenomenon you're talking about is really a response to shrinkage of the industry. And the corporate players in biopharmaceuticals and chemicals and whatnot that are interested in undertaking this type of activity, rethinking where their own investments are and thinking about merging and
doesn't this also make it sort of ripe for another run up too?
Yeah, I think I would liken it to, because we've gone from a peak of 240 million to the current level of 150 million. I liken it to an adjustment period. We sort of found the bottom of the current, in the current economic environment, it turns out we're in the middle of an unwinding of a long cycle in commodity prices that suggest not just corn but agriculture in general and minerals and metals are positioning for, the next wave going out into the mid-2020s, 2020s and 2030s.
As always, I wish we had more time to talk.
Always, right?
Always.
Gone in 5 seconds.
Thank you, Paul, for coming in.
Thank you, Beth Ann, and take care.
Paul Brubaker is the principal of TZ Economics. He's also the director of the Hawaii Economic Association. He compiled the HCIA report on the value of the seed industry in Hawaii. It's out this week.